This is the Randy Rhoads Show. To speak with Randy, dial 561-270-3844. That's 561-270-3844.
You know, I'm really shocked that this hearing is still going on. I thought that, you know, it was supposed to start at 2 o'clock Eastern, and it started late because, I told you at the beginning, it's that a helicopter had a hard landing on the top of a New York building on 51st and 7th Avenue, for those of you who know New York. And so the media companies were on 6th Avenue and 8th Avenue. Okay, so they were within, you know, an avenue, which is a long, long block. An avenue is longer than a block. But they were within an avenue of this helicopter. And they decided that the day should be spent talking about the PTSD that New Yorkers are suffering post 9/11. And that is what CNN is, you know, sort of covering. I mean, this is amazing to me, because what we had here today was we had two federal prosecutors, a former White House counsel, John Dean, who actually finally told the truth under oath to Congress. And this was before the Nixon tapes were subpoenaed and the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that a president does not have executive privilege in all circumstances, that if a president is covering something up or evading a lawful court order with corrupt intent, meaning with the intent to obstruct a process, then the president is no longer protected. And so I just want you to, you know, inhale that and understand that and bank that in your permanent Rolodex, because you can now see how the Republicans are going to go after Robert Mueller when Robert Mueller finally appears. I could tell you right now, Jim Jordan is going to say, and he won't be wrong, and that's what's so, you know, troubling, is that Mueller had a statute that obligated him under the statute to either recommend an indictment of the president or decline to prosecute. Mueller is going to say something about the OLC opinion, but that does not, make that statute irrelevant to what Robert Mueller did not do. Robert Mueller did have an obligation, and he didn't fulfill it. And that's just a fact. And so while the Republicans are claiming wrongly, that Robert Mueller kicked it to the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, to make the decision, that is wrong too. Robert Mueller kicked it to Congress, because he said the only venue that can indict a president is the House of Representatives. Impeachment would be that indictment. And that the only sole trier of the president, the only body that exists in constitutional law that could try a sitting president, is the Senate. That's what Robert Mueller said in this report. And that's why people are looking at the Mueller report as an impeachment referral. But because he did not use those words, Mueller has a problem. He has a big problem. And Jim Jordan is elucidating that problem today. You can see exactly how they'll go after Mueller. Now, the rest of it, the president is sitting there denying the right for these people to speak. Okay, he is ordering them to violate congressional subpoenas. He's doing that to Don McGahn. He's doing that to Corey Lewandowski. He's doing that everybody that the Congress wants to talk to. This is probably why Jeff Sessions hasn't shown up. But tomorrow, I told you, this is going to be a very unbelievable week with regard to holding this president accountable. Tomorrow, Congress is going to vote, the full House is going to vote on a contempt order referring the Attorney General Bill Barr and the former White House counsel Don McGahn for contempt, for civil contempt. They're going to try and get a court to fine these people every day that they refuse the subpoena, that they refuse to comply with the subpoena. In my best guesstimate, that is a mistake. It is a lengthy process. If you listen to the Randy Rhoads After Hours podcast on Friday, we talked to Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin, who's the co-chair of the Progressive Caucus, And I asked him a couple of very, very important questions. One of those was whether or not there's a turf war going on between the Intelligence Committee, which would be Adam Schiff, and Gerald Nadler on the Judiciary Committee. And he said he'll just leave it at this, that if an impeachment inquiry began, of course it would have to start in the Judiciary Committee. And it seemed to me what he was saying is, yes, there's a turf war because Schiff would like people to pay attention to the counterintelligence investigation, which I think is very, very, very important as well. And it's the lesser of the two investigations that gets discussed. So that could be a problem. And then the other problem is going to be, who can they call? Where are the witnesses going to come from if the president is telling them not to testify and still obstructing justice? And we have to wait for the court. So I suggested that they use inherent contempt, which is separate and apart from criminal contempt, which would be a referral to a U.S. attorney's office, and then the U.S. attorney would be tasked with setting up a grand jury. It's a long process, is what I'm getting at. And civil contempt, where you have to go to a civil court and wait for a judge, and then if a judge, puts fines on people or adjudicates fines, it'll be appealed. And so when we were talking to Mark Pocan, he realized this because he said, well, look at Eric Holder. I said, exactly. It took 7 years. Civil contempt won't work for us. It won't work for us. So you have a couple things in play with regard to the Democrats. Today, however, I believe was the first attempt to educate the public because that Mueller report was 440 pages. Okay. And nary an American has read it. And even fewer members of Congress have. This was MSNBC over the weekend with a representative from Georgia, Representative Rob Woodall, who was asked a very simple question.
Have you read the Mueller report?
I have not.
Why not?
I said when we started this conversation that I trusted Mr. Mueller. He took a lot of slings and arrows throughout
this process.
You trusted
him, but you didn't read what he wrote.
Every U.S. attorney I knew said, this is a man of great integrity.
Yeah.
He's going to lead this,
so why not read
this investigation. Well, I have a concern when you put the entire power of the United States Justice Department behind anything. You can achieve an agenda. You can drive a message. All of those.
So you think the Mueller report was just driving an agenda?
Well,
that there's
no,
nothing in there that's worth figuring out.
Well, you tell me what that investigation is that Mueller said I didn't get a chance to do. He had a chance to do it all. He had the
right, full
faith.
But I'm saying, like, we're talking about the report, right? Okay, so fine. We're not talking about going beyond the Mueller report. I'm saying, why not read? I mean, there's 10 things in there on obstruction where he said, hey, the president may have obstructed justice here. Congress, he seemed to say, you need to figure that out. I mean, why not?
Well, he didn't say to Congress, you need to figure that out, right? Obstruction is not a political issue. Obstruction is a criminal issue.
But
he
did say to Congress, he was like, I can't make a decision about this because I'm not allowed to constitutionally indict a sitting president of the United States. So Congress, over to you.
Right. That's right. Congress, over to you if you want to pursue impeachment proceedings, which you can pursue for anything that you choose to pursue it over. I was a staffer on Capitol Hill in 1998 when Republicans went down this road, and they thought it was going to be a wonderful thing to be able to impeach a sitting president. As you know, Republicans lost seats in that 1998 election. Constituents I represent don't want to see criminal activity at any place. They also don't want to see folks grinding their political axes when there are important economic issues, family issues, education issues that need to be handled. Folks wanted to see that investigation take place. What they heard at the end of that investigation is there's nothing here that we're going to go after the president further on. Folks are ready to turn that page. I know people are pouring through the Mueller report, looking for something to talk about again tomorrow and next week and the month after that.
As a concerned, curious citizen, I mean, you weren't interested to read it?
I didn't read the Bill Clinton report.
That is just sad, okay? That is just sad. So we had this 2-year investigation of a president that has at least 10 episodes of obstruction. It doesn't say there's no evidence of a conspiracy. It says there's insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a conspiracy to defraud the United States took place because people lied, People obstructed justice. People destroyed evidence. People invoked their Fifth Amendment privilege. And people used encrypted apps that do not save text messages. And therefore, he could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt. However, he does not say there is no evidence. He makes a very clear case of collusion, which is just, you know, exchanging information with a foreign adversary. The collusion happened. He couldn't prove conspiracy to defraud beyond a reasonable doubt. Doesn't say there's no evidence. He says there's insufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt because of the obstruction. And you have members of Congress literally, unabashedly, without any shame, without any sort of, you know, no shame whatsoever. I don't even know what else to say. Sitting on the TV going, I didn't read it, and I'm not going to read it. I don't want to read it. My constituents don't want to read it. Nobody wants to know if the president is a foreign asset. Oh, my God. So this is what we're up against, okay? Now, this hearing is still going on. I suggest you turn on C-SPAN 3. That's where we were watching it all day today. C-SPAN 3. Thank you very much, C-SPAN, for covering hearings. And know that tomorrow we will see a vote on contempt of Congress against Bill Barr and Don McGahn to enforce the subpoenas that Congress has issued.